V'elu kroyim shein mesachin. These are the kroyim, if you rip your clothing because of a mace, you're not allowed to mend it back together anymore. Is hakareya aloviv, v'yalimoy. If somebody is kareya because he lost his father, he lost his mother, and you rip your clothing, you're not allowed to mend the clothing back together anymore. V'yalraboy shalim dotero. If your Rebbe was Nifter, that you learned Torah from him, and your wife's Kriya, also you can't mend it back. The Al Nasi, if a Melech, a Nasi is Mace. The Al Avbezdin, the Avbezdin that's Mace, you have to rise Kriya. You're not allowed to mend back your clothing. The Al Shmua Sarois, if you heard very bad news about Klal Yisrael, something tragic happened to Klal Yisrael, that you have to rise Kriya, so also you're not allowed to sew back your clothing. Mend back your clothing. The Albirchus Hashem, if you heard somebody that cursed Hashem's name, he's supposed to rise Kriya, rip your clothing, and you can't mend it back again. The Al Sefer Torah Shenisraf, and then you see a Sefer Torah that's burnt, also you'd have to rip your clothing, and you're not allowed to mend it back together again. The Al Ori Yehuda, somebody sees now Ori Yehuda B'chubona, you have to rip your clothing. The Al Amikdash, somebody sees the Mokum of the base of Mikdash B'zman is there, you have to rip your clothing. The Al Yerushalayim, somebody that sees Yerushalayim, you have to rip his clothing. And all these things, when you rip your clothing, you're not allowed to mend it back together again. The Kareya Al Mikdash, you have to rip your clothing when you see the Mokum right in the coastal, you see the Mokum of the base of Mikdash, you have to rip your clothing. Or Moisav Al Yerushalayim, like if you see the Kareya, you see the Mokum of Mikdash first, and then you see Yerushalayim, so the same rip that you rip for the Beis HaMikdash, it could also be Moisav rip a little bit more for Yerushalayim. Now we'll explain them all. Ovi v'yimoi v'rabba shalim da Torah minolam. How do we know when your father's mace, your mother, or your Rebbe you learn Torah from, you have to rip your clothing? The Yassid the Pasuk says, V'yalisha ro v'metzoyek. And Elisha saw the way Eliyahu went away with Niftar, and he screamed out and said, Ovi, Ovi, Rechav Yisrael Aparoshov. Said, now my father of Klal Yisrael. Ovi, Ovi, Ze Ovi V'Yimoy. Rechav Yerochav Yisrael Aparoshov, Ze Rabba Shalim D'Toyroi. Now what, that you have to rip your clothing? And we'll soon say, on my mash, matter we know it means, Rabba Shalim D'Toyroi, Kem Tagrim Rabbi Yosef, Rebbe, Rebbe, the Tav learned the Yisrael, Betzlusa, Meresichin, or Peroshin. That means to say that Rebbe, Rebbe, you're better off for Klal Yisrael, you help us with your davening for Klal Yisrael more than the chariots and the horsemen do for us. Yeah. So Melech says there, he writes Kri over here, Elisha. So you see, you're supposed to write Kri with your clothing for your father, for your mother, and for your Rebbe. For Loi Misachin Minolan, how do we know now? The first Brisa said, after you rip it, you're not allowed to mend them back together anymore. How do we know that? To see if the pasuk says, "Vayta be'alisha, vayichazek the begodah, vayikorim l'shnayim." He grabbed hold of his begodim and he ripped them into two. For the Gemara, korim, since it says he ripped them, mimashma shenema l'shnayim korim. So mimashma shenema vayikorim. Since the pasuk says vayikorim that he ripped it, is any yodeis from l'shnayim? Don't I know they're in two pieces now? Why does the pasuk have to say l'shnayim? It's in two pieces. The Elul Malamed comes to teach us shekruyim v'yomdim l'shnayim, that the pieces have to stay in two, that you're not allowed to mend it back together again. So call upon for your father, for your mother, and for your Rebbe, you know that you have to rip your clothing, and you're not allowed to mend it back together again. The v'yomdim l'shnayim l'olam, it always has to stay in two. Omalei, Omalei, Resh, Lokish, to Rabbi Yechanan. Eliyo Chayu, he has a kasha, Bechal, it's a kasha in Elisha. How come he writes Kriyan Eliyo? Eliyo is still Chay, still alive. We know Maisim, Eliyo, and Ovi still comes down. So why did he write Kriya for? Omalei, he answered back, Kibun Dechsiv, since it says in the Pasuk, V'loi Ru Oid, that Elisha didn't see Eliyo and Ovi anymore, Lagabu Didei Kimeis Dami. And again, to his time when Elisha was like he was Mace. So therefore, you had a right to rise Kriya for your town, for your Rebbe, you have to rise Kriya. Right, the Nosi v'yav bezdin. How do we know a Nosi, that's like a melech that's mace, or v'yav bezdin, u'shmur sarois. If you hear bad news, a tragic happened in the Klal Yisrael, you have to rise Kriya. Minolim, how do we know? The Yassir, the Pasuk says, v'yichazek David b'begodov. David grabbed onto his clothing, v'yikorim and he ripped him. V'gam kol ha'noshim asharita, all the people who were with him. Vayispedu, vayivku, vayitsoimu. That they said a spedim, they cried and they said they fasted. Ah, there until the night time. Why? Al shol, because they heard that shol was mace. Via yonasim benoy, his son was killed. Via lam Hashem, and the Klai Yisrael was killed then by the Mechoma. Via beis Yisrael. Kinoflu b'chorev. They were felled by the chorev, the enemies came to kill them out. So shol zenosi. Shol, that's the nosi, that's the melech. The nosi is the highest position in Klai Yisrael, the melech when we have the melech. So you see that they need to rise kriya for melech. Yonasin ze'avihu ze'av bezdin. Alam Hashem via beis Yisrael elu shmos arois. That they heard the bad news that happened to Klai Yisrael, they were all killed out. So because of that, they ripped kriya. So you see, any one of these things, you have to rise kriya. So Marius, how do you know that? Omele Rav Bar Shavu Rav Kana. V'yema, maybe say, Adehevi Kulu. Maybe you don't rise kriya till all these things happen. Till the Melech, with Yonis, and with Ami Yisrael, all three together you rise kriya. But maybe each one separately not. Malay al hifsekin. It says al each one. Al shol v'al yoinasim b'noi v'alam Hashem. Mashra, for each one separately, you have to rise kriya. And the last thing was an ishmius rois, the bad news. Also, you have to rise kriya. For the Gemara, is that true? Mi karin and ishmius rois. So we have to rise kriya if we hear bad news. For omru le'li Shmuel, they told Shmuel that kotal shofar malka treisa alfi yudoi. That Shavar Malka killed out 12,000 Jews. The Mezigas Kisri, this place Mezigas Kisri. V'loi Kora, and Shmuel still didn't rip his clothing. So it's a bad Shmuel he heard. So Marin says, Lo Yomuela Baroiv Tzibur. It's only said of Royiv Klaiso was killed out. Well, Kamaisa Shoya, like it happened by Shoal, that Royiv Klaiso was killed out then. Then you have to rise Korea. But this Maisa, the 12,000 Jews, it wasn't Rove Klai Yisrael, he didn't have to rise Korea. For the Gemara Bechlal, Lomi Kota, Shavu Malka Yudoi, is it true that the king killed out the Jews? V'omole Shavu Malka L'Shmuel, Shavu Malka himself said to Shmuel, tastely it should be for me, to Leikatli Yudah Me'olam, I never killed a Jew. So Gemara Yitzhak Nachnam, Yehosim Inu Gormel Nashayu. There the Jews caused it upon themselves. The Yomer Rav Ami, Lekal Yesera, the Mezigas Kisri, Parker Shur the Lutkia. It's because the Jews themselves were making a lot of noise there. That the other Goyim heard about it and came and killed them out. So it's the Jews' fault. They were like Rashi Gomel Nashayim, the Mordebay. They were rebelling. Vadakomel Lekat Liuda Rot Sleima Bechinam. I didn't kill them for nothing. But here, Lekal Yesera, Lekal Kinara Shemardu. They were playing their kino, they were playing the harps, as if to say we're rebelling against the king. So when they were rebelling, that's why the king killed them out. The king just said they didn't kill any Jew for nothing. But since they themselves were rebelling, that's why they were killed out. Now holding, Birchas Hashem. If somebody curses Hashem and you hear it, you have to rip your clothing. For tomorrow we know, and how do we know this? You have to rip your clothing. The Siv the Pasuk says, Vayovo Yalikem Ben Chilkiyo Asher Al Abayis V'shavno ha-sofer, v'yoye ben Osef ha-maskir el-chizkiyo, k'ruye begodim. They came with the clothing ripped. And they came with the clothing ripped because they heard the way he cursed Hashem. Therefore you see here, you have to rip your clothing. Yeah. Tana Rabbonin, echod asher meya. Whether you hear the person curse Hashem's name, you have to rip the clothing. You didn't hear the person curse, but you heard the way somebody told over that somebody else cursed Hashem. So you hear even somebody telling it over, you also have to rip your clothing. Chayev l'kroya. But for your Edim, the Edim, when they come to Bezin to say that this Reuven will curse Hashem, Einam chayovim l'kroya. They don't have to rip the clothing over a second time when they say the Edim to Bezin. Why? Because they already ripped their clothing at the time when they heard it. That the Edom were there, b'shas, when Reuben cursed Hashem's name. So they ripped their clothing then. Since they ripped it once, they don't have to rip the clothing again when they come to Bezin to say over that Reuben cursed Hashem. For the Gemara, b'shas, shashama, my heavy, hokoshmi hashta. Like, what's the difference if they heard it already once? But now when they're saying it over, they hear it a second time, that the Edom are saying it over now. So, don't think like that. Stand the fact the Edom are saying it over, that does not make them rise Kriya a second time. The Chassid, the Pasuk says, Vayihi kishamu hamelech hizkiyo, vayikoru es begodav hamelech. Koru, vehem loy koru. The king ripped his clothing. But the Edim, they were telling it over to the king, they didn't rip their clothing. So you see, clearly, only the one that hears it now the first time, he has to rip his clothing. But the Edim, these people that were telling it to the king, they did not have to rip the clothing. So when the Edim tell it over a second time, they don't have to rip the clothing a second time. Because they already ripped when they heard the Brichas Hashem the first time. Right? V'loy mis'achin minolan. How do you know such a rip, when you have to rip your clothing for this, you're not allowed to mend it back together again? The Gemara says, Asya Kriya Kriya. We learn how it says Kriya here, and it says Kriya in the Pasha before. And just like over there by David, it says that, by Yonison, it says that by Yikrom Lishnayim, and Lishnayim means it has to stay in two pieces, Loilam. Here also, when it says by Kriya, it means you have to rip it and leave it that way, it has to stay in two Loilam. Fact is, say, for Torah Shanisraf. If somebody sees the way a Sefer Torah is burnt up, you also have to rise Kriya. Minolan, how do we know this? The Yosef the Pasuk says, Vayihi kikroi, Yehudi, Shalosh delosos, Vyarbo, Vayikoru besara sofer, Vashlech elosh, Asher al heoch. So, Mashmir, what? Sefer Torah was burnt, and it says that they ripped the clothing over here. Vayikoru, they ripped the clothing. Is my Shalosh delosos. What does it mean, three delosos? Vyarbo, what's three and four? Is Omalei liyoyokim, Ksokosav Yirmiyo Sefer Kinos. They told the king Yoyokim, Mishino Yirmiyo, wrote Sefer Kinos. Is Omalehu, he wrote Echo. Hey, Smach Zibbe, what does it say in Echo? It says, Echo Yoshva Bodet. So no, Omalehu, Ano Malka, so what, I'm still the king. Omalehu, they went right and said, it says, Bocha Sifka Balayla, that the Yerushalayim like was crying at night time. So still, it didn't bother Yoyakim. He said, Vayit Ono Malka, so what, I'm still the king. Golsa Yehuda money, it says that Yehuda went into Golus. Is Ono Malka good, but I'm still the king? Shrashi V'yamalka Leksiv Klum. It doesn't say anything about the Melech. It only says about Klai Yisroel. That didn't bother Yoyakim. Then the Pasuk says, Darke Tzin Avelis. Vayit Ono Malka, what does it have to do with me? Hoyo Tzorea L'Rosh. It says, so really, the enemies are going to be the head now. Is Zomalu Manomer, who said this? Shrashi, Hoyet, so really, Rosh means Shanochrim, Rosh Vloyata, that the Goyim are going to be the heads, and not you, Yoyokim. So this bothered him. So he said, Manomer, who said this? Ki Hashem, Hoyga Roy Peshreya. It's Hashem that said this. So Miyad, right away, Kodar Kolas Kori Shabo. He went and ripped out all the Hashem's names that it says in the Sefer Torah. The surf and then he burnt it based on fire. V'ayinu d'siv, that's what the Pasuk says, v'loi pochto v'loi koreres b'gdayim. Mechla d'boi le mikrei. They were afraid, and therefore they did not rip their clothing. But mashma, they should have ripped the clothing. So now you see that if you see a Sefer Torah burnt, you have to rip your clothing. Omele rapopul abaya. Eima mishum shmua sarois. Maybe the reason why they burnt the Sefer Torah is because they heard a bad shmua. They heard the way he was cursing, he was getting so angry what he did here. Maybe that's why you have to rise Kriya. Shrashi ala Golis, Ibol Mikra. Maybe because Tom, they went into Golis, they went out of Yerushalayim now. Golis Yoyokim. So maybe because of that they had to rise Kriya. Or Malay, Shmuas Royis, Bishosim Yehve. Was there any bad Shmur right then? There was nothing special right then. What only happened right now special was that he burnt the Sefer Torah. So you see, for burning the Sefer Torah for that, you have to rise Kriya. Omar Rebbe Chalboy, Omar Rafuna, Haroya Sefer Torah Shenikra. If somebody sees the Sefer Torah is being ripped up, is Chay of the Kriya, Shtei Kriyas. You have to rip two Kriyas, you have to rip like twice. Echod ala gvil, one for the gvil, that's the side of the parchment of the Sefer Torah. The echod ala ksav, and one for the ksav, the part of the Sefer Torah, the parchment that has the ksav written on it. Like we'll soon see. Shenem the Apostle says, Achrei sorof hamelech es amigila, vi es hadvorim. Afterwards, he burnt up, Rashi says, amigila means the gvil. He burnt up the gvil, that's the side of the parchment. V'yesad dvorim zeh aksav. Mashma, there's two separate things. You have to rise kriya for each one separately. Rabbi Abba of Rav Huna Bar Chiya, Hevi Yasva, they were sitting. Kaime de Rabbi Abba. They were sitting in front of Rabbi Abba. Boy Lafnuye. So he had to go to the Beis Akisei. Is Shakla Lutzfosei. He took off his tefillin. Achta Yave Sadi. Put it down on the chair, on the couch, wherever it was. He put it down, his tefillin. Is Osio Bas Namiso. An ostrich came, a big bird. Is Boy Lavivlaye. It wanted to swallow up his tefillin. Is almost, he said about himself, Hashto Ichayovin Lishte Krius. If this ostrich would have swallowed up my tefillin, I would have had to rise two times kriya. Mashma, one for the ksav, and one for the gvil. Omalei, he said back to Minolacho, how do you know this? It once happened to me, that my tefillin was once got ruined, ripped. The asla kaima the Rav Masna, whoever be yodi, he did not know what the locha was. But asla kaima the Rav Yehuda, we were in front of Rav Yehuda, the Omalei told me, hochi yama Shmuel, this is what Shmuel said. The only time you have to rise kriya if the Sefer Torah is being burnt or ripped up, bizroya means with strength. That this this Russia is taking it and burning it or ripping it. Or kamaisa shoya, like the maisa happened with Yoyakim, that he came and burnt the Sefer Torah. But if it's time happens here that a bird comes and swallows it up, time your tefillin or Sefer Torah gets ruined, it gets lost, for it's time a fire happened and it got burned, for that you would not have to rise kriya. You only have to rise kriya when a rosh is taking it deliberately for rotzen and burning it. Trashi bizroya, sheni yochel atzilut, you can't save it. Kumaisa shahoya, to your yochem, abo denemisa demos latzele nikri. But by a bird here that you could stop it, you could save it, you don't have to rise kriya. Right, to Ori Yehuda. If you see Ori Yehuda, the cities of Yehuda, Bechurbana, you have to rise kriya now. Minolon, how do we know this? There's still the pasuk says, Vayevoyu anoshim mishchem, mishiloi, umishimron, shmei nemish migol chayzokan akruya begodim, umizgoydidim, umincho levoy nebiyodim. Love the Beis Hashem. They came to bring it to the Beis Hashem. It says kruya begodim, because they went through the Ori Yehuda, that's why they ripped the begodim. Amar Rabbi Chelboy, Amar Ula, Biroi, that Amar Rabbi Loza, Haraya Ori Yehuda Bechabonin. If somebody sees Ori Yehuda when it's Chorav, in Zaymit, you say this Pasik, Ori Kotshecho Hoyo Midbar, the Korea and Shirai's Korea. Yerushalayim Bechabonin, somebody sees today Yerushalayim when it's Chorav, Omer should say, Tsiyoin Midbar Hoysa, Yerushalayim Shemoma, the Korea and he has to rise Korea. Beis Hamikdash Bechabonin, if you see the Malkam, the Kaisa Bezman Azeh, is I mean should say Beis Kodeshenu v'Tefarteinu Asher Hilalucha Avaseinu Hayulas Reifaseish, that the great Beis Hamikdash now is burnt up. V'chol Machmodenu Hayulachorva v'Korein Yasteris Kriya. You have to rise Kriya for seeing Ori Yehuda or seeing Yerushalayim or for seeing the Malkam of the Beis Hamikdash. But the Mishnah so said before the Brisa Kriya Mikdash. If you see the Mikdash first, you have to rise Kriya. Umaisif Yerushalayim. And then when you go out to see the rest of Yerushalayim, you'd be moisif, just add on to the kriya, rip it a little bit more. For the Gemara Raminu, I have a kashra on this. Echad HaShemeya, V'yechad HaRoya, Kivon Shegil Tzoyfim Kareya. That first when you hear or see Yerushalayim, when you come to Tzoyfim, that's the first mokum that you can see Yerushalayim, you have to rise kriya. V'kareya Mikdash. Bifnei Atzmai, Vayishlayim Bifnei Atzmai. It says clearly you have to rise two separate kriyas. One for Yerushalayim that you saw, and one for the Makam of the Migdash. And now, Bryce, before it says one kriya, like you first do for the Migdash, and then you just moisif, you rip a little bit bigger that rip, L'shem Yerushalayim. And here it's Mashm, you have to have two different kriyas. One for Yerushalayim, and one for the Makam of the Migdash. So Rosh is like Kashta Zostira. I tell you, hold the plug of the Migdash Bereisha. If you met up with the Beis Hamikdash first, and you rise kriya on that, that's the more chomedika thing. So then you can just be meisif if you want a little bit more when you see Yerushalayim. And ha the pog of Yerushalayim Bereisha. When you met up with Yerushalayim first, then you have to rise kriya for Yerushalayim separately, and then you rise kriya for the Mikdash. Trashi ha the pog of the Mikdash Bereisha. Kigoy she nichnas Yerushalayim beshida teva migdol. V'l'ro Yerushalayim atshiro Beis Hamikdash. They brought you in there in a closed cage, so you didn't see Yerushalayim. The first thing you came out of the cage you saw was the Beis Hamikdash. is Kareya al Migdash. Umaisav al Yerushalayim. All you have to do is to air a little bit more to Yerushalayim. Abu Bishlay Nichnas Beteva, Upogli Bishlayim Beresha, but if somebody comes in normally, that first you see Yerushalayim, Kareya al Yerushalayim of Nayatsmoy. You have to rip your clothing for Yerushalayim. And then when you see the Makom HaMikdash, you have to rip a second time for the Beis HaMikdash. Tana Rabbonin, V'kulon Rishon L'Shodolon, U'lamodolon, U'laloikton, V'lasoyson Kimin Tzumis, Avoloy L'Yachoysim. All these rips, after you ripped it, you could sew it back a little bit, but never L'Yachoysim, you can't mamash mend it back together. That's awesome. You could fold it over and sew it folded. Like make them close together, sew them back a little bit. But you can't mend it back to be perfect. Omer Rav Chizda said, what it means to say.